Testing the FTR in the chamber. Members, please take your seats. Visitors, please retire from the chamber. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Steinberg. Members and visitors in the gallery, please stand and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. O God and Father of all mankind, hear our prayer. In the wisdom of men, the church and state are separated. But we praise thee that the state has associated the ministry of worship in its work, recognizing thee as our heavenly Father and seeking thy strength and guidance. We lift the gratitude of our hearts to thee that our prayers have been heard and our lives have been inspired and thrilled with a sense of thy presence. May thy Spirit lead us beside the still waters of assurance and into the green pastures of the abundant life, where we shall fear no evil because thou art with us. We pray for decisions to come through a wisdom and skill. Make us all susceptible to helpful influences born in deep conviction, in the spirit of fairness, and away from those dreams that dazzle for a day. Arouse within us the ambition in public service to be led and directed by thee. It is in our Master's name that I pray. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Needham Broughton High School ROTC Color Guard will present the colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Moore is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September the 4th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Moore moves that the journal for September 4th be approved as written. All those in favor say aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. Letter of resignation of Rep. Fushi. The clerk will read.
North Carolina General Assembly, House Principal Clerk, please accept this letter as formal notification that I am resigning from my elected office as representative of North Carolina House District 50 to fill the unexpired term of office of former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, effective September the 25th, 2013. I'm thankful to the people of the District 50 for their support and look forward to this new opportunity. I would also like to thank Senator Kinnaird for her continued service to the people of North Carolina. If I may be of any assistance during the transition, please let me know. Respectfully, Valerie Fushi.
Noted. Proclamation appointing Rep. Meyer.
The appointment of Greg R. Meyer by the Governor of the State of North Carolina, proclamation. Whereas the Honorable Valerie Fushi, elected representative from House District 50, 2013-2014 General Assembly, has resigned, and whereas the provisions of General Statute 163-11 require that the vacancy created by the resignation of the Honorable Valerie Fushi be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the 50th State House District Executive Committee of the Democratic Party, and whereas the 50th State House District Executive Committee of the Democratic Party has notified me of its recommendation for Greg R. Meyer of Orange County, North Carolina, to fill the unexpired term, I do by these presents appoint Greg R. Meyer as member of the North Carolina House of Representatives 2013-2014 General Assembly, a witness whereof Pat McCrory, Governor, attested by Lane F. Marshall, Secretary of State.
Representative Meyer was administered the oath of office on November 12, 2013 by Denise Weeks, Notary Public. He will occupy seat 117. Representative Meyer, welcome. Letter of resignation, Representative McManus. The clerk will read.
Representative Tom Tillis, Speaker of the House. Dear Mr. Speaker, it is with deep sadness that I have decided to resign from the House of Representatives effective today in order to focus on a personal matter that has arisen. It has been one of the greatest honors and pleasures of my life to have served the people of the 54th District, and I am proud of what we have been able to accomplish. I will remain forever grateful for the opportunity to serve and for the support I have received throughout my service. Sincerely, Deborah H. McManus.
Noted. Proclamation appointing Rep. Reeves. The clerk will read.
The appointment of Robert T. Reeves II by the Governor of the State of North Carolina, proclamation. Whereas the Honorable Deborah McManus, elected representative from the House District 54, 2013-2014, General Assembly, has resigned, and whereas the provisions of General Statutes 163-11 require that the vacancy created by the resignation of the Honorable Deborah McManus be fulfilled by the appointment of a person recommended by the 54th State House District Executive Committee of the Democratic Party, whereas the Executive Committee of the 54th State House District Democratic Party has notified me of its recommendation of Robert T. Reeves II of Lee County, North Carolina, to fill the unexpired term, I do by these presents appoint Robert T. Reeves II as member of the North Carolina House of Representatives 2013-2014 General Assembly, in witness whereof Pat McCrory, Governor, attested by Lane F. Marshall, Secretary of State.
Representative Reeves was administered the oath of office on February 10, 2014 by Judge Joseph Buckner. He will occupy seat 119. Welcome, Representative Reeves. Upon motion of Representative David Lewis from Harnett County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Mr. Wes Seals and his civics class from Triton High School. Please stand and let us welcome you. Clerk will read committee appointments.
Speaker Tillis makes the following committee assignments. Representative Lambeth appointed as chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services.
Representative Lambeth, please come forward and take your gavel.
Representative Meyer will serve on the following committees: Agriculture, Education, Finance, Government, Regulatory Reform Subcommittee on Local Government, and Transportation. Representative Reeves will serve on the following committees: Agriculture, Appropriations Subcommittee on Justice and Public Safety, Elections, Judiciary Subcommittee B, Regulatory Reform Subcommittee on Environment and Transportation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate will be notified of the seating of Representatives Meyer and Reeves. Letter nominating Mr. Carlton L. Allen to the North Carolina Industrial Commission. Be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Clerk will read.
Ms. Denise Weeks, House Principal Clerk. Dear Ms. Weeks, pursuant to the North Carolina General Statute 9777, I am pleased to nominate Mr. Carlton L. Allen to serve as Commissioner on the North Carolina Industrial Commission for confirmation by the North Carolina House of Representatives. Mr. Allen presently practices law with the law offices of Carlton Allen PLLC in Mooresville, North Carolina, and has previously practiced law in the communities of Statesville, Concord, and Wilmington. He has prior experience in the field of workers' compensation law in addition to other areas of law. Mr. Allen is a graduate of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and received his Juris Doctor degree from the University of North Carolina School of Law. Included, you will find biographical information. Please feel free to contact my staff if you need additional information. Sincerely, Pat McCrory, Governor.
Bill, the letter be referred as noted. Ladies and gentlemen, the chair, and on behalf of all the members, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to two friends and former members, Representative Carolyn Justice and Representative Lane Brown from Stanley County. Please stand and let us welcome. I guess if Carolyn's standing, I'm not sure you can tell. But welcome, Carolyn. Ladies and gentlemen, the chair is also happy to extend the courtesies of the floor to the spouses of two members, Helen Daltrey and my own wife, Susan Tillis. Helen, Susan, welcome. A letter from the General Assembly of Virginia regarding establishing a joint committee to study construction of proposed Interstate 73. The clerk will read.
The Honorable Denise G. Weeks, Principal Clerk. Dear Ms. Weeks, as directed by the 2014 General Assembly of Virginia, I am enclosing a letter of Senate Resolution Number 32 establishing a joint committee of the Senate Committee on Local Government, Senate Committee on Transportation to study construction of proposed Interstate 73. The resolution is being transmitted in order for your state to be apprised of the action of the Senate of Virginia in this matter, with the recommendation to appoint a similar entity, your state, to work cooperatively with the Joint Committee in promoting the construction of proposed Interstate 73. The patron of this resolution is Senator William T. Stanley, Jr., 13508 Booker T. Washington Highway, Moneta, Virginia, 24121. The resolution is agreed to by the Senate on February the 26th, 2014. With kindest regards, I am sincerely yours, Susan Clark Sharp.
The letter will be referred to the Committee on Transportation. Letter nominating Linda Combs as State Controller. The clerk will read.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, the Honorable Tom Tillis. Dear Lieutenant Governor Forrest and Speaker Tillis, I am pleased to appoint Linda Combs as State Controller to serve for the remainder of the term ending June 30, 2015, and hereby submit her name for confirmation by the General Assembly pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143B-246.37 parens B. Ms. Combs is qualified by her education experience, and I am grateful for her willingness to serve the state of North Carolina in this important capacity. Enclosed, you will find biographical information for the appointee. Please feel free to contact my staff for additional information. Sincerely, Pat McCrory, Governor.
The letter will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, May 14, 2014 marks the second annual National Childhood Apraxia of Speech Day, set aside to raise national awareness about childhood apraxia of speech, a particularly difficult, persistent, and severe speech and communication disorder, and is among the most severe of speech and communication problems in children. Upon motion of Representative John Zoka of Cumberland County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Robin Eaton of Hope Mills and North Carolina's advocate for Childhood Apraxia of Speech Association of North America. Robin is joined by her son, Sam, who is diagnosed with childhood apraxia, and her daughter, Maggie, and husband, Christopher. Please stand, let us welcome you, and thank you for your efforts. Representative Bowles, please state your purpose.
Hey, Mr. Speaker, a personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
As many of you all might have heard, yesterday there was a mining accident in Turkey, and a lot of us have visited Turkey, and I'd just like to stand up and say that we keep the Turkish people in our prayers here over in Turkey and also here in North Carolina. And I think there's at least 238 that have died in the mining accident, and 120 more that are unaccounted for. But they're good people here, and they've been a great ally to the state of the United States. And we just keep the Turkish people in our prayers. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chair would like to recognize a group of parliamentarians from the Republic of Moldova. And gentlemen, I apologize in advance if I do not get the pronunciation of your names correct. George Makanu, Simon Grischuk, and Edgar Benya. Welcome. I would like to get your feedback whether I even came close to pronouncing your names right. Resolution from Buncombe County Board of Education. The clerk will read.
Buncombe County Board of Education received May the 5th, 2014.
The resolution is on file. Any member wishing to get a copy can see the principal clerk. Letter from the governor, designated employees to receive bills. Clerk will read.
Denise Weeks, Principal Clerk, Sarah Lang, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Dear Ms. Weeks and Ms. Lang, this is written to comply with Section 1 and Section 2 of the Executive Order Number 107, signed by Governor Hunt on February the 20th, 1997. This shall serve as my official designation of room 1039 within the Department of Administration Building as the Office of the Legislative Council under provision of Section 1. I hereby designate the following employees of the Governor's Office as officials to whom delivery of bills can be made under the provisions of Section 2, Fred Steen, Nicole Hines, and Leah Burns. Fred Steen, Nicole Hines shall serve as the designated liaisons to lobby on behalf of the office. Mr. Steen's office is located in room 1038 of the administration building, and his phone number is 919-814-2030. Ms. Hines' office is located in room 1030 of the administration building, and her phone number is 919-814-2029. Sincerely, Pat McCrory, Governor.
Noted. Ladies and gentlemen, please silence all electronic devices or basically anything that makes noise. Representative Horn, please state your purpose.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On February 26th of 2013, we introduced in this House Kyla's Law. On April the 24th, this House unanimously passed Kyla's Law, went to the Senate, where it was again unanimously passed and signed into law in late April. It became the law of North Carolina on December 1st. In the next few days, Kyla's Law will become the law of the land in the United States of America. I rise to thank the members of the House, the members of the legislature of the state of North Carolina, for getting behind this law, which is designed to protect children and keep those responsible for the terrible devastation caused by child abuse. So thank you very much on behalf of all the children in North Carolina. You guys did a great job. Thank you.
Representative Martin, please state your purpose.
For a moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. First of all, though, if I may note the irony of asking everyone to silence anything that makes noise and then calling on Representative Horn to speak. But on a more serious note, I'm sure everyone saw in the news that yesterday the President awarded the Medal of Honor to a former Army paratrooper, Sergeant Kyle White. And I would encourage everyone in here, if you haven't already, to read the story about the actions that led to his receipt of the Medal of Honor. But I think it's particularly important to note that Sergeant White, after he left the Army, came to North Carolina, went to the University of North Carolina in Charlotte, and has made North Carolina his home. And I'd just like to say I hope our country will always be the kind of place that produces people like Sergeant White, and I hope North Carolina will always be the kind of place that folks like him want to come and put down roots. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to welcome some honored guests here. Before we do, I would like to move forward with a couple of other courtesies requests that have been sent forth, and I'm going to try and do these as a group. Upon motion of Representative Stevens, Dixon, Speciale, and many other members, Representative Steinberg, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina GOP Executive Committee, who are in the gallery, to Diane Layden, chairwoman of Perquimans County, Seal Wasserman, chair of Craven County, Republican women, Carl Mischka, chair of Craven County GOP, and Larry Herwig of Beaufort County. Please stand and let us welcome you. The chair is also happy to extend a courtesies of the gallery to Matt Peeler, County Commissioner from Perquimans County. Welcome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored today to have special guests with us. Representative Johnson, Samuelson, Starnes, Representative Larry Hall, and Representative Ray will retire to the rotunda and escort the NASCAR Hall of Fame inductees and distinguished guests to their seats. What an exciting opportunity. The courtesies of the floor would like to extend to Brent Dewar, NASCAR COO, Richard Childress of Richard Childress Racing, Ned Jarrett, Dale Jarrett, Bobby Allison, Junior Johnson, Dale Inman, Jack Ingram, and Rusty Wallace. What an honor to have you all here today. I'm going to the... I'm going to the All-Star race on Saturday night. Maybe we can form one up in the parking lot, young, show them how it's done. Y'all have in the past. Welcome to the House of Representatives. Representative Moore, please state your purpose.
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's recognized to state his motion.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for leave of the House so that House Joint Resolution 1030 can be placed on the calendar for immediate consideration.
Without objection, House Joint Resolution 1030 will be placed on the calendar. The clerk will read.
Representatives Johnson and T. Moore, House Joint Resolution 1030, Joint Resolution honoring NASCAR and the inductees of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. House Joint Resolution 1030, a joint resolution honoring NASCAR and the inductees of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Whereas North Carolina has a rich heritage in the sport of stock car racing and is proud of its NASCAR presence in the state and its position as the stock car racing capital of the world. And whereas after World War II, stock car racing evolved as a sport in the foothills, Pine Woods, and Piedmont of North Carolina and quickly became one of the deepest traditions in the state's popular culture. And whereas North Carolina is the home of NASCAR and motorsports events, which staged his first sanctioned purely stock car race at the Charlotte Speedway on June 19, 1949. And whereas in 2011, stock car racing became the official state sport of North Carolina. And whereas the Charlotte Motor Speedway currently hosts 6 NASCAR events annually, including 1 NASCAR Camping World Series truck race, 2 NASCAR Nationwide Series races, and 3 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series races. And whereas motorsports and stock car racing tremendously affect the economy of North Carolina through the travel and tourism and job creation, and whereas NASCAR nonprofits operated by both drivers and owners have provided millions of dollars to support and enhance the quality of life in North Carolina, And whereas the NASCAR Research and Development Center, located in Concord, focuses on safety, improvement, and development of the sport, the NASCAR Transportation Center, located in Concord, provides equipment to support races held throughout the year, both in North Carolina and throughout the United States. And the NASCAR Plaza, located in Charlotte, houses the NASCAR's corporate offices as well as the site of the new digital floor containing NASCAR.com and NASCAR's Fan and Media Engagement Center, which was built in partnership with Hewlett-Packard and later became the centerpiece of Hewlett-Packard's multimillion-dollar advertising campaign in 2013. And whereas skills and trades used in NASCAR are supported as part of the state's educational system at the university, community college, and career school levels, whereas the state's motorsports industry partnered with the military in February 2012 to share technology related to performance and safety to help our nation's servicemen and women, and whereas the home to many of the legend pioneers of stock car racing, it was fitting that North Carolina was chosen in 2006 as the site of the prestigious NASCAR Hall of Fame, which opened in Charlotte in 2010 and whose mission is to preserve the history of NASCAR and to entertain and educate racing and non-racing fans alike. And whereas each year, the NASCAR Hall of Fame recognizes those who have made outstanding contributions to the sport by inducting five legends into the Hall of Fame. Whereas this year's class of NASCAR Hall of Fame inductees, Tim Flock, Jack Ingram, Dale Jarrett, Maurice Petty, Fireball Roberts will join other Hall of Fame members, Bobby Allison, Buck Baker, Dale Earnhardt, Richie Evans, Bill France Sr., Bill France Jr., Dale Inman, Ned Jarrett, Junior Johnson, Bud Moore, Cotton Owens, David Pearson, Lee Petty, Richard Petty, Herb Thomas, Rusty Wallace, Darrell Walter, Glenn Wood, Leonard Wood, and Cale Yarborough. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives and Senate concurring, Section 1, the North Carolina General Assembly pays tribute to the racing legends that have been inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame and commends NASCAR for the many valuable contributions it has made to the sporting scene and popular culture in North Carolina. Section 2, the North Carolina General Assembly honors the memory of the deceased NASCAR Hall of Fame inductees, Dale Earnhardt, Bill France Sr., Bill France Jr., Lee Petty, Richie Evans, Buck Baker, Cotton Owens, Herb Thomas, Tim Flock, and Fireball Roberts, and expresses his appreciation for their contribution to the sport. Section 3, the Secretary of State shall transmit a certified copy of this resolution to NASCAR and the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Section 4, this resolution is effective upon ratification.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the second reading. Representative Lewis, please state your purpose.
To speak on the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have three purposes today. The first, of course, is to welcome our great guests that are here and to speak about all the many, many benefits of NASCAR, the tremendous economic boost that it brings to our state, but more importantly, that NASCAR is truly a North Carolina sport. It's a sport that brings families together. It's a sport that we all enjoy to pull for our favorites and perhaps pull against some that we don't like. And it is a uniquely North Carolina sport, and we're so proud to be home to it. I also want to point out specifically two of the guests that are on the floor today. The first, Mr. Childress, I was asked to do this, and I'm glad to do it. I was reminded, sir, of how much you do for our Department of Commerce, how much you do for to boost tourism in our state, for the many great jobs that you provide, and you are a true asset and an innovator in our state, sir. We are so honored and thrilled that you are here. I also, Mr. Speaker, get to talk about my favorite race car driver. Rusty Wallace is sitting on the floor with us today, and that is really cool, sir. I've been a fan of the number two car for a long time, and I wanted to share a brief story with you because I think it connects with how NASCAR continues to grow and to thrive as a sport. And it does that because it values its fans and it cares and spends time with its fans. Mr. Wallace does not remember the first time we met, but I do. It was in February of 2000, and he was signing autographs after happy hour at the North Carolina Motor Speedway in Rockingham. And I was in a very long line, and my wife was not able to come to that race as we were expecting our first child, and time was getting close. And so as I got close to Mr. Wallace, I pulled out my cell phone and I called my wife, who was at home pregnant, and I said, "Babe, you ain't gonna believe what I'm about to do. I'm gonna ask Rusty Wallace if he'll sign this beautiful $21 poster, I believe it was, that I had just bought, so that we could hang this in our new child's room. And I'm going to see also if maybe he'll say hello to you." And, sir, I know you don't recall this, but as I got to the front, I guess, and those of you who know me know it's not easy for me to say anything, but I explained to Mr. Wallace that my wife was also a big fan and she was not able to come because we were expecting her first child. Would he say hello to her? And much to my surprise, he actually took the cell phone and propped it on his ear. Of course, the staff kind of pushed me on through, but he talked to her for like 5 or 10 minutes as he signed the stuff. And finally, they gave the phone back to me, and I said, "Babe, what'd y'all talk about?" She said, "Well, maybe Rusty's not such a bad name for the kid. I mean, you know." I share that with you to say that I think NASCAR is one of the unique things about our state. It brings people together. It is a time of great excitement and enthusiasm for all of us who have the chance to attend the races or to watch them on TV. I want to thank all of the NASCAR pioneers, those that are here in the room with us today, those that could not be, but those who have carried the torch for this great sport and as great ambassadors for our state for so very long. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Carney is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House and distinguished guests with us on the floor and in the gallery. I rise today to speak in honor of this resolution very proudly as a North Carolinian whose mom grew up in Person County and was very attached to some guys in that county that love to go out and race cars on the weekends. So I grew up hearing about a lot of these drivers as a city girl. I do want to talk just a little bit about the investment that this legislature made in 2006 for our Hall of Fame, which resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. But it is the North Carolina NASCAR Hall of Fame. We're very proud of it in the Charlotte region, and I know those of us across the state also share that pride. I just wanted to share with you just a few information facts. First of all, if you have not been you should come and visit. It is an incredible interactive entertainment experience that you will have honoring the heritage and the history of this great sport that is known around the world. It is a must-see attraction by a lot of NASCAR fans and people that are not necessarily fans. They have come with others, and when they leave there after seeing the history and being a part of the interaction within there, go away wanting to come back or refer people back to us. The customer satisfaction, for those of you that have heard anything about it, it is on a scale of 5. Customer satisfaction is a 4.7. That's a big plus for us. The Hall of Fame contributes $6 billion a year to the motorsports industry and $20 billion a year to the tourism industry. It is the $20 billion a year tourism industry. The NASCAR Hall of Fame is part of that. Over 85% of our guests indicate that they will come back. And we also have on our information, 2.5 days is what they stay when they come to visit the Hall of Fame. I will tell you that it has been a great investment for us in this state. But also, I want to just say that of these inductees that are here today, there are 25 that have been inducted over the last 4 years. When the Hall of Fame opened 4 years ago, 25 inductees. I know that it's very hard for those on the committee to make that decision as they go forward, but they have made some great selections, and next week they will be making the next round of inductees into the Hall of Fame. For all of us in here, I know we carry a great deal of respect and admiration for these drivers, and on a lighter note, we appreciate you having your experience in driving cars. We tried in here last session to pass a bill that would increase the speed limit on our interstates to 75. I personally fought against that because none of us had the experience in driving a car the way you all do. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chair would like to extend the courtesies of the floor to former Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court and former member of the Senate, Beverly Lake. Welcome. Representative Hurley, please state your purpose.
I will speak to the Morris Petty physician today. He is not here because his wife passed away, and he has been a big part of the NASCAR family, and I want to remember him and his family today as they have a memorial service today. Thank you.
Representative Setzer, please state your purpose.
To speak on the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is indeed an honor for me to speak to you today on this resolution and to acknowledge two Catawba County sons who are not only the two only living father and son inductees to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, but are also the pride of Catawba County and the entire race community. This family racing dynasty began in the 1950s when Mr. Ned Jarrett entered the arena of NASCAR, and having been gifted with determination, grace, and sheer grit, he was able to succeed in the endeavor. Mr. Ned Jarrett enjoyed much success during his tenure behind the wheel, which included him reaching the pinnacle when he captured two championships in 1957 and 1958. With this impressive career and his ability to promote the sport of NASCAR throughout his life, Mr. Jarrett has become one of the NASCAR's greatest ambassadors, and the sport is a better place because of your efforts, Mr. Jarrett. Mr. Jarrett's son, Dale, soon took a hold of the reins of this family tradition and continued to reach numerous victories during his career, taking the checkered flag in the 1999 Sprint Cup Championship Series with additional top five championship top fives from 93 to 2003. The Jarrett family has earned their rightful place in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and we are proud of this accomplishment. Mr. Ned Jarrett is also referred to as Gentleman Ned, and that is a title that is well-deserved and was earned. But his son Dale has also earned that title, and that is a fact I can verify personally. As we progress through life at times, we don't realize the impact we make on people. But several years ago, in a grocery store in the town of Claremont, Mr. Jarrett was in the checkout line. There was a gentleman that was behind him pulling two buggies of groceries. And this person told me that he knew who Mr. Jarrett was, but he did not want to interfere with his time. They spoke. Mr. Jarrett left. He paid for his groceries and left. When this other shopper was finally checking out, Mr. Jarrett had graciously left a generous amount of money for that person's groceries. Now, that is a Christmas gift that was a kind act, and one that was not supposed to be advertised in this form or any other. But the reason I know this story very well, we discuss it quite a lot in my family, is the person that was had the two carts was my brother. And he was very touched by your kindness. And you also, in my heart, are also Gentleman Dale. At home, we would refer to this as they are good people, and the Jarrett family meets that definition. And we are proud to say they are from Catawba County. I'd like to thank the rest of the inductees. We're proud to have you here. We appreciate your patience as we go through our processes. I know that they may seem a little tedious, and they may seem tedious to us at times too, but it's the tradition here we understand and deal with. Welcome to the General Assembly, and we're happy to have you in the House of Representatives. I commend the resolution to you.
Yeah, if you can believe it, sometimes our sessions go longer than the 600. Representative Howard, please state your purpose.
Speak to the resolution, Mr. Speaker.
The lady is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Most of you know I reside in Davie County, and we don't have a famous race car driver in Davie. So we just go across the river, and we take claim to Davidson County. And so today I would like to speak about a gentleman that I've had the privilege of working with on many occasions, Richard Childress. And I believe that's the number three car, if that's correct. Many years I sat in seat three. And you know, we have the license tags that have our seat number on the back. And I was at a stoplight in Winston-Salem, and this young man was motioning to me to roll down my window, and I did. And he said, "You must be Richard Childress' wife." No, sir, but thank you for the compliment. I've got to know Richard and his wife, Judy, and they are very generous people with their time and their talents and their resources. I know for a fact that they established a pediatric center over at Wake Forest Baptist Hospital. He works endlessly with many other wineries in the state of North Carolina. He's very generous with his time and talent coming here to promote the Wine Caucus. There's just so many positive things that I could say about all of these drivers. It's such an honor to be sitting here on the floor of the House and know that these people can really drive. We think we can, but we can't. It's absolutely frightening to see how fast they go and how well they do. But Richard Childress, from the member from Davie County, and we want to thank you for all the many things that you have done to promote the great state of North Carolina. many of them that we don't even know about, but we're very proud, and it's an honor to have each of you here today, but I'm still the number three car. Thank you.
Representative Moffitt, please state your purpose.
Speak on the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, distinguished guests, it's a real honor to be able to stand here and bring forward a constituent of mine and speak about this constituent as constituents refer to me back home. Long before, or decades before, Robert Downey Jr. donned the metallic gold and red Iron Man uniform that everyone is familiar with today, Asheville, that sleepy little hamlet up in the mountains of West North Carolina, had its own very own Iron Man, Mr. Jack Ingram. Jack Ingram is someone that is a legend in our area. He is a legend in NASCAR. And in 1998, he was named one of NASCAR's 50th greatest drivers. And if you ask us from up in the Asheville area, we consider him the best driver of all time. For those of you that are not familiar with NASCAR, that means that you're more familiar with moonshine or drinking moonshine, and that's quite all right, because those of us that enjoy NASCAR enjoy all of those things. But in regards to Mr. Ingram, he won the late model sportsman's division 3 years in a row from 1972 to 1974, and when NASCAR formed the Busch Series officially in 1982, he won the inaugural title then, and he also won again in 1985. He was on his way to reclaiming that title in 1986, and he was suspended for driving rough. Now, for those of you that are familiar with NASCAR, if you're not driving rough, you're not in NASCAR. So up to this day, it's been quite the mystery as to why that happened. But he had a distinguished career in the Busch Series, and between the tender young ages of 45 and 50, he won 31 times, which was a record unmatched until Mark Martin beat that in 1997. So it is a distinct honor for me to stand here on the floor of the General Assembly and recognize Mr. Jack Ingram. Thank you very much for the honor. Thank you for being here, and congratulations for your induction.
Representative Turner, please state your purpose.
To speak on the resolution.
The lady is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm very proud to recognize one of our inductees today. Bobby Allison lives in Iredell County, and we're proud to say that. I'd just like to cite a few of his accomplishments over his career. He's been very distinguished. He started out as a mechanic and an engine tester, and then he eventually became a driver, so he learned his way around. He moved to the Grand National Circuit in 1965, and in 66, his first victory was in Oxford Plains Speedway. Now, some of these names might not be familiar because Mr. Allison was not born in North Carolina, but he had the good sense to come here. So he accumulated at least 84 victories. There's some discussion there might have been a few more, making him the fourth all-time, including three victories in Daytona 500 in 1978, 1982, and 1988, where he finished 1 and 2 with his son, Davey Allison. Congratulations. In 1972, he was voted the National Driver of the Year for winning 10 races and taking 11 poles. In 83, his NASCAR Winston Cup champion. In 82, he was the fourth driver to sweep both the Sprint Cup point races at Daytona, and after he accomplished that, no driver repeated it until 2013 with Jimmy Johnson. So he had held that title for quite a while. He was inducted into the Motorsports Hall of Fame in America in 1992 and 2011 into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Allison is one of 8 drivers to have won what was considered a career grand slam by winning the sport's 4 major, Daytona 500, the Winston 500 Talladega, the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, and the Southern 500 in Darlington. And, of course, we are most proud of his accomplishment, in my summation, was when he located to Iredell County. So, congratulations, Mr. Allison, and thank you for being with us, as well as your cohorts.
Representative Elmore, please state your purpose.
To speak on the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
I rise to say a few words about Wilkes County native Junior Johnson. When I first came down here to the legislature, one of the former members, and I'm not going to name his name, he said, "You're the new rep from Wilkes County. Wilkes is the place where they grow corn in jars." And that tradition has really shaped my community into what it is today, and it surely shaped Junior Johnson. When Junior Johnson was growing up, the depression and poverty was unbelievable. I remember asking my grandmother, "Do you remember the depression?" She didn't even know what I was talking about because people in our area were so poor. And our values in our community of hard work and doing whatever we needed to do to provide for our families prevailed during that time period. From those days in Englehall or outside of Kleeman community, Junior developed his driving skills, such as the power slide. That was featured on Top Gear a few years ago, where they tried mimicking what he did on our dirt roads. In NASCAR, Junior was considered an innovator with his driving skills. He created the technique called drafting, and he won 50 races. As success came to him, he invested back in our community with things such as Holly Farms, now Tyson, which is our county's largest employer. After being a driver, he became an owner, and his teams racked up 132 wins, including 6 series championships. He has been named one of NASCAR's 50 greatest drivers and is now in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. I think Esquire magazine summed it up the best. They called Junior the last American hero. Junior, you are a hero to the people of Wilkes County, and I thank you for all that you've done for our community while representing who we are and our values. Thank you, and I commend the resolution to you.
Representative Samuelson, please state your purpose.
Speak on the resolution.
The lady is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You all up front won't know that my nickname around here is Urban Girl, and so a lot of people didn't expect me to be a NASCAR fan. But like Representative Lewis, I will never forget the first time I ever saw a race on TV. I was hooked within seconds. And in fact, this May, I'm looking forward to going to my 14th consecutive 600. And while Representative Carney spoke about the economics, you all have made a huge economic impact. Not only on me, I pay for my race car ringtone. I have my annual pass to the Hall of Fame. I have various Tony Stewart passed. I haven't gotten his new stuff as much. Paraphernalia that I spend lots of money on. So from an economic standpoint, you've made a huge economic impact. But the part we don't talk about much is the science of NASCAR. You guys take it hard. You are exhausted because you are science in motion. There was a wonderful book written by a woman named The Physics of NASCAR. I would encourage many of you to read it because it answered my quest for what I love. One of the things I love about the sport is not just the competition, but watching all the adjustments and all the things you do to accommodate the science. And in fact, for my 40th birthday party, my best friend, whose husband was the chaplain for Joe Gibbs, said, "What do you want to do for your 40th? You want to go out to tea or you want to go do?" And I said, "No, I want to go take a tour of the Joe Gibbs racing shop because I want to watch somebody do a track bar adjustment up close." And she looked at me and said, "You're crazy." But I got on the floor, I rolled up under that car, and I watched a track bar adjustment. And so it really is, there's a science to it. And when you go into the Hall of Fame, one of the things you'll see is the science of the pitch on the tracks, on when you do the simulators, that it's a whole lot harder than it looks. There really is a science to it. And so I would encourage the teachers, I think there were a bunch of teachers here earlier, to consider going to the Hall of Fame or actually using NASCAR as a way to teach physics and to teach certain parts of science. But what I wanted to close with was simply to say to you gentlemen that while I appreciate your economic impact and I appreciate your philanthropic impact, I've been to a number of fundraising events that you all have sponsored, and I appreciate your science impact, I mostly appreciate the legacy and the fun, the fact that you've given us something that helps us call North Carolina home, so that when we go other places in the world, they know North Carolina partly because of the wonderful sport that you have given us. And I appreciate your dedication and encourage you to continue it for multiple generations. Thank you.
Representative Greer Martin, please state your purpose.
To debate the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. First of all, if you're concerned about the length of the 600, we could always send Representative Moore to move the previous question to about mile 400. But I'm proud to support this resolution because of the impact that NASCAR has had on North Carolina. It has made our state the center of the racing universe, in much the same way that North Carolina is also the center of the military universe because of the presence of Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune, Seymour Johnson, and a whole host of other installations. And as the resolution talks about, NASCAR and our military have partnered up because if you've got the technology to keep a car gripped on the track on the banking at Charlotte Motor Speedway, you can also adjust the suspension to accommodate the extra armor on an up-armored vehicle and take it over the Rocky Mountains of Afghanistan. And both those things are not only good for our soldiers, they're also great for our state's economy in creating a lot of jobs. And so the technology is of NASCAR is absolutely appropriate for a high-tech state like North Carolina. Mr. Speaker, this high-tech aspect of NASCAR was highlighted to me when October of last year we hosted a group of British wounded warriors involved in a program to find jobs in the motorsports industry over there for wounded warriors and to take a look at that over here. And, Mr. Speaker, you were instrumental in helping make that happen. And these folks' image of NASCAR, I think, was last formed when they watched Days of Thunder. They think that we still build race cars back in barns. Well, we took them to Joe Gibbs Racing, where Representative Samuelson had been, and it was superior to anything that they had seen in Formula One or sports car racing right here in North Carolina. We then took them to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and they ended up going to the Bank of America race in Charlotte, where we had a British Royal Engineer and a South Carolina National Guardsman, both wounded warriors, who were the co-marshals at the beginning of the race. So they went back to Europe with a completely different understanding of exactly what high-tech is, and they learned that here in North Carolina. So I talked about two of sort of North Carolina's core competencies, racing technology and also military technology. But there's another thing that we really do right here in our state, and that's our community college and university education. We also took some of those wounded warriors over here in October to the University of North Carolina at Charlotte to their motorsports program, where just one place, part of the campus, you'll have just a traditional race shop. You go in there, you'll see the same tools that they've been using for decades to work on cars. But then just in the room next over, they've got a really high-tech laser plasma cutter. You then cross the street, and they've got students involved in the program doing some of the high-tech aerodynamic simulations on computers. And it highlights that racing still has its roots in old-school technology, but you are not going to be able to win unless you understand how to use a computer to model the flow of air over a race car. So we have responded in North Carolina to the need to train students to work in this high-tech industry that's been created here. If you go to Winston-Salem State University, they've got a program on motorsports management there. I had the honor of going to Forsyth Tech and to see the motorsports technology program there named after Mr. Childress, and they're doing some amazing things there, just like they are at Roanne Cabarrus Community College and a host of other community colleges and universities throughout our state. So I've talked a lot about high tech. I've talked a lot about educational programs. But in the end, what made NASCAR great in the beginning and what's going to keep it great going forward is the people. And that's why it's a delight to be here to honor these gentlemen here going to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Representative Ford, please state your purpose.
To debate the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Growing up in Kannapolis, North Carolina, we all knew the Earnhardts. And I was an Earnhardt fan from the dirt track days in Concord, seeing Ralph Earnhardt race, and then, of course, following Dale and Dale Jr. I have finally forgiven Dale Jarrett for beating Dale Earnhardt twice in the Daytona 500. I want him to know that. It took a while, but I did. And then I remember Rusty Wallace winning 11 races that one year and didn't win the championship. Just think, Rusty, today, you'd win the championship going away with that many wins. That's everybody's looking for a win now, and you had 11. So NASCAR's in my blood. It's in my veins, always has been. I was listening to a sports talk show here a while back, and they were talking about North Carolina only has one national sports championship, and that was the Carolina Hurricanes. So naturally, I had to call them and correct them. I said, have you heard of NASCAR? And we've got a bunch of champions in the state of North Carolina, including the 7 from Dale Earnhardt and the 7 from Richard Petty, the Jarretts, and on down the line. So it is a great sport, and I appreciate the folks. And by the way, we talk about our seat numbers. Representative Johnson sits in seat 8, and she's also from Kannapolis, North Carolina. When she comes by you on I-85, you cannot see the 8. You can see a red blur, but you can't see the 8 on it. I'm telling you, she could whip all you guys. I'm convinced of it. She has a lead foot. That foot is in the carburetor from the time she leaves the parking lot till she pulls. I'm telling you. I'm impressed with Representative Johnson. She is a true, true race car driver. It is so good to be here today and to honor these guys in NASCAR, and thank you for all you do for our sport. Sarah.
Representative Ford, as I recall, in the raise the speed limit, Representative Johnson was against it because she didn't thought it went far enough. Representative Wilkins, please state your purpose.
Speak to the resolution, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members and our special guests. NASCAR has always touted itself of being as being about families. And you look at some of the driver entry sheets down through the years, and it's certainly true there. The Allisons, the Pettys, the Earnhardts, the Wallaces, the Burtons, the Sadlers, and, of course, the Jarretts. Let me tell you a Jarrett family story from a personal perspective. Most of you who serve with me know that I was a newspaper writer for 30 years. What you probably don't know is that I left the newspaper business for 4 years, and during those 4 years, I managed 2 NASCAR short tracks, Orange County Speedway and South Boston Speedway. And during that time, Dale Jarrett won his first Busch race ever and won it at Orange County. And I remember telling him that night, and he and I talked about this earlier today, I remember telling him, we probably had 10 or 12,000 folks there, and I said, I believe everyone wants an autograph. And he said, they'll get it. He stayed until 3 o'clock in the morning signing autographs. So NASCAR is about families, and NASCAR is about having its stars being available to the public. And that's one thing, two things that have made the sport great. And I just really appreciate the fact that we have this great group of headliners with us here today. Thank you for coming, and I commend the resolution to you.
Representative Lucas, please state your purpose.
To debate the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard a lot of talk about the big problems that were engendered, first of all, with NASCAR, and then how it blossomed into the major sport that it is today. My first experience with racing was not with NASCAR. There was no NASCAR at that time. It was in the middle 50s. And racing, as I knew it, considered of your brother or your cousin or somewhat, Miss Johnson, going out onto the local dirt road or the blacktop and challenging each other. That was racing to me. Then I found out in the middle 50s that there were actually organized races, but they were all on short tracks. And they were on tracks like North Wilkesboro, Winston-Salem, Charlotte, etc., primarily in North Carolina. We had our humble beginnings right here in North Carolina. And the purses were real small, very small. And you couldn't watch it unless you were fortunate enough to get there because there was no television. You had to listen to it and stretch your imagination as they talked about how close the wreck was or how close the engagement was. And you really, really, I got intrigued about that as I listened to one of my neighbors who lived right up the road. That's what we call it, up the road, named Herb Thomas, who actually won a couple races back there in the mid-50s. And that really whetted my appetite into the racing genre. It grew and grew and grew into what it is today. And so I'm real proud to say that I learned to appreciate that as I listened to that radio and listened to the Weatherly Boys and listened to Ned Jarrett and the Flock Brothers and many of the folk back in that day. And it wasn't such a safe time because you'd listen, then, gosh, you'd find out that there were certain fatalities, and that really, really bothered me quite a bit. But racing has come so far now, you still occasionally may hear of a fatality, but that's primarily not on very, very many short tracks. It's on these super speedways that we have now, Riverside or Talladega, Daytona, etc. And even those tracks are real safe, except when someone makes an unsafe movement. So we've come a long way, baby, in terms of racing. And racing back in that day, really, a lot of folk don't recognize that or don't realize that, but you had your first diversity issues in racing. I had a good friend by the name of Wendell Scott, who, and at that time, you didn't have any pit crews. The pit crews were your family and friends. So if you didn't have any family or friends, you weren't going to be very successful. Didn't have any sponsors, so you weren't going to tear up your equipment. So you'd run around the apron and try to avoid trouble and just complete the race. Well, Wendell finally got a good quality race car, and he received that race car from Ned Jarrett. So I was real happy to know that NASCAR really became interested in diversity. And so I commend this resolution to you.
Representative McNeil, please state your purpose.
Speak to the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
I rise today to welcome Mr. Dale Inman from Randolph County. We're very proud of Mr. Inman and the fact that he is from Randolph County. If you've ever heard of Richard Petty, then you're going to know who Dale Inman is, because behind every legendary driver, there's usually a legendary wrench man, and he was that legendary wrench man. He was Richard Petty's crew chief for nearly three decades and set records for most wins and championships by a crew chief. Dale is from Level Cross, North Carolina. He was a man with a plan as the crew chief and enjoyed one of the most successful careers in history of NASCAR as a crew chief for the King, Richard Petty. He set records for the most wins at 193 championships and 8 championships by a crew chief. We are proud to have NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee Dale Inman with us today, and we're proud of you, and Randolph County is proud of you. Thank you.
Representative Robert Volley, please state your purpose.
Speak on the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, first I'd like to thank all of our racers. I am from Mooresville, and as you may know, in 1980, Dale Earnhardt moved to Mooresville, and we've been growing ever since. We appreciate it. We appreciate the racing industry, NASCAR Tech, and all the things it's meant there. And as I listen to the stories, I'm going to have to tell one on Richard Petty. He is a gentleman, and I spoke at his induction into the Racing Hall of Fame. And you may remember when he ran for Secretary of State, he had a little episode. You talk about driving fast, where he bumped the car in front of him. Anybody remember that? And the newspapers had a heyday out of that. Well, it was embarrassing for me. It was embarrassing because as we went down to, my wife went with me, induct him into the Hall of Fame. And we were standing back in the hotel, and he came in. The hallway was empty. He came in at the other end. I said, I'm going to be speaking on his behalf in a little bit. Could I go down and speak to him? They said, yes. My wife went with me, and I shook his hand. I said, Mr. Petty, I'd like to introduce you to my wife. Cute little thing said, oh, Mr. Petty, I am so glad to meet you. Now, y'all don't get offended. You're my favorite race car driver. You are the best. I tell my children to look up to you and follow the example you set. And Mr. Petty, don't you let those newspaper people get on to you. You can bump my bumper anytime you want to. The gentleman he is, he turned red and said, thank you, ma'am, and walked off. We do appreciate, the economy you brought to North Carolina, the entertainment, and the good humor. Thank you.
Representative Jeter, please state your purpose.
Speak to the resolution.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the resolution.
We've been in here for an hour and I haven't talked yet, and that's about my limit. You know, I grew up in 1986. I was in the hospital. It might have been 87. And I was in the hospital. Hospital only had three channels. My dad came by to sit with me in the hospital. And we watched the Daytona 500. That's the only thing we could get, and I wasn't well enough to argue with my dad. Darrell Waltrip won, got out of the car, and tried to do his version of the Icky Shuffle, if you may remember that. And it was one of those moments in my life that I remember dramatically. It's one of those moments in my life that I remembered about my father. And I think that's what makes NASCAR the Jarretts. Rusty Wallace, his son Stephen, and all these other families, Richard Childress, his grandson Austin Dillon. It's about family. And my son went down to Speed Weeks down in Charlotte, and I represent Huntersville, so I have Joe Gibbs Racing. They race Toyota, so it's kind of like NASCAR, but not exactly the same. And my son went downtown, and he ran into Kyle Busch. And apparently Kyle decided to be nice that day. And now my son's a diehard Kyle Busch fan. You have no idea how frustrating it is to have your 7-year-old son watching in every race going, how well is Kyle Busch doing? But we watch the races together. And it's me and my son, just like me and my dad did. And I think that's what makes this so special. And I think that's what makes it uniquely North Carolina. And I really can't tell you how much I appreciate it, because there's a lot of families out me, like me, whose fathers and sons grew up watching y'all and allowing us to bond by watching what y'all do so well. I commend the resolution to you.
Representative Johnson, please state your purpose.
To debate the resolution.
The lady is recognized to debate the resolution.
And to take up for myself.
Your nickname will forever be Flash.
I know. Well, I'm very honored to be here today, and Representative Moore, and I've sponsored this, and I want to thank the speaker for allowing us to do this on the first day of our session. It always is wonderful to be first. And I also want to say I apologize to those who are behind me that I cannot turn around and speak to you, but sometimes it just is really nice to be on the front row, isn't it, guys? Really nice. Well, I stand to speak on this resolution because for 14 years I've represented Cabarrus County. And as you know, that's in Concord, North Carolina, and that's Cabarrus County. And I've also had the pleasure, had five districts, so I've had the pleasure of representing a lot of your teams and your fans. And it's just been an honor to chair the NASCAR caucus along with Senator Tillman. I did want to say a few things today. You know, I opened my paper the other day, and looked at the advertising on the page, and it said, before the need for speed was the need for shine. This is their promotional words and their advertising, but, you know, this is the history. This is our history. However it is our history, and it is the history that has brought us the industry of NASCAR. And to you, we will always be grateful for what you have done for our state. Those that are deceased, I'd like at this time to call out their names so that all of our members will remember them. And that's Dale Earnhardt, Bill France Sr., Bill France Jr., Lee Petty, Richie Evans, Buck Baker, Cotton Owens, Herb Thomas, Tim Flock, and Fireball Roberts. We thank them for the legend they've left us. But, you know, just like everybody else here today, I've got a little story to tell also. I just happened to live three or four houses from Ralph Earnhardt. Y'all remember who Ralph is? And, well, Ralph, when my bike would break, I'd take it up to the shop, and he'd stop, and he'd fix my bike, and I, you know, young people think they're just grown up. So I would say, and how much do I owe you? And he would say, just bring your mama and daddy and come to the dirt track Saturday night. Because he was planning on winning part of that money. And he's figuring he'd get paid. That's the kind of will and representation our North Carolina, you bring to show what the spirit of North Carolina is and the people of North Carolina and the spirit of our state. You love the sport. It shows. The people of North Carolina love the sport, and it shows. You know, we're so familiar with things that we see every day, and sometimes it's just way too casual, because we'll say NASCAR and we think of the emblem there on your jacket, you know. But NASCAR is a $20 billion business, an industry that brings wealth to our state, brings jobs. It also brings the fans. I asked the other day, and I found out we had fans coming from all 50 states, and I believe it was 11 foreign countries. I'm not really sure. And we love for them to come here and with their pockets full and leave with their pockets empty. But I want to take this moment to thank you and let you know that the heritage that you bring to our state is so appreciated. And I ask our members to vote aye on the resolution. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, we're just about to take a vote. It occurred to me that's probably the longest y'all have had to sit in an uncomfortable chair that wasn't going almost 200 miles an hour for an extended period. So we appreciate your patience. But we do truly appreciate the impact. You can hear the stories here, and they represent hundreds of thousands of stories of North Carolinians. We're proud of y'all. We appreciate what you've done on the track, but we also appreciate what you've done for the community. You've heard stories about entire education. Our education system's been impacted by us, our communities. There are just so many things that you've done, and we're in your debt. We appreciate you spending your time with us today. Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 1030 on its second reading. All in favor say aye. We'll take a recorded vote. All in favor will vote aye. All in favor will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. We have two members on the track who have not recorded. All those wishing to record, please record your vote, including Representative Shepherd. The clerk will out machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Joint Resolution 1030 has passed its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
House resolves.
Further discussion, further debate.
Concur.
If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 1030 on its third reading. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 1030 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate by special message. Again, gentlemen, I thank you for being here today. If the escort committee will please come to the well of the House and escort these gentlemen out. I can assure you that we had about as many people speak today as there are members of the Senate, so it may go a little bit more quickly over there. Thank you for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, upon motion of Representative Linda Johnson from Cabarrus County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to North Carolina Governor's Motorsports Advisory Council, chaired by former Representative Karen Ray. Karen, thank you for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, the chair would like to thank the nurse of the day. The nurse of the day is from Chapel Hill, Megan Williams. Thank you for being here. At this point, we'd like to welcome the pages. If we could have the pages, please come to the front of the chamber. Pages, as the clerk calls your name, if you'll stand forward and give us a wave so we can put a name to a face, the clerk will read.
Ali Anastasi Sampson. Wesley Anderson Sampson. Gabriel Dunn Sampson. Peter Glenn Sampson. Brian Lee Sampson. Cassidy Morris Sampson. Richard Osteen Sampson, Emmanuel Pennington Sampson, Shaquan Townsend Sampson.
Members, before you think it's a coincidence that they're all from Sampson, they're all a part of the Tar Heel Challenge. They come from various parts of the state. But Pages, we want to welcome you. You got today a rare treat. We don't have NASCAR Hall of Famers in here every week, so you got a rare treat today. We'll have a session tomorrow. We welcome you for being here, and we look forward to having you all come back. Hope you learn a little bit along the way. Thank you much for your service in advance, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Members, before we move on with business, I just wanted to note that I think a good friend of many of us in this body passed away this week, Keith Crisco. He was a man that I got to know really well over the past couple of years, and it's a very sad moment, and I hope you'll keep him in your prayers. And if we could just brief pause for a moment of silence, I would appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that Mr. Crisco's funeral is on Friday afternoon. If you need any information and intend to, would like to attend, we'll get the information to you. Representative Moore, please state your purpose.
Motion pertaining to today's calendar.
The gentleman is recognized to state his motion.
Mr. Speaker, would move that the first two bills, Senate Bill 127 and Senate Bill 287, be removed from the calendar and referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Without objection, so ordered.
And with respect, Mr. Speaker, to House Bill 725, move that that bill be removed from today's calendar and calendar for next Tuesday.
Without objection, so ordered. Representative Mobley, please state your purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, upon motion of Representatives Eiler and Hamilton, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Brunswick County Commissioner Frank Williams. Frank, please stand and let us welcome. Special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it's ordered that a message be sent to the honorable body with information Senator Dan Blue has been elected minority leader of the Senate. Respectfully, Sarah Lang, principal clerk.
Representative Howard, please state your purpose.
To make an announcement, please, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will move to notices and announcements. Representative Howard is recognized for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, the full Finance Committee will meet in the morning at 8:30 a.m. in room 544.
Representative Dollar, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two announcements. The first one is you will have placed on your desk a list of emergency contact numbers for all of the area hospitals. We hope that you don't need this at all. But if sometime while you are here serving in Wake County and need to get a hold of a hospital, we've got your 24-hour contacts. Please feel free to get a hold of any of our fine hospitals, and they will be happy to take care of you. Also along that line, although we don't have much time left, there was a blood pressure screening today, and I think they're going to continue in the 1100 court until 2 p.m. If you haven't had your blood pressure checked, you should. They're going to come back and do a follow-up screening on the 27th, June 17th. Hopefully your blood pressure will be no higher at that point in time. We'll wait and see. And, Mr. Speaker, final announcement for tomorrow morning. Full Appropriations Committee is meeting in joint session with the Senate tomorrow morning in room 643. We want you there right at 8:30. We're going to get started right away at 8:30. This will be the presentation of the governor's budget, and we invite any other members to come and attend as well. Thank you.
Representative Larry Hall, please state your purpose.
Announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democratic caucus will meet immediately after session in 1425 for about a five-minute meeting. Immediately after session, 1425.
Representative Moffitt, please state your purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To see if Representative Stamm will yield for a question and an announcement.
Representative Stamm, does the gentleman yield?
I guess.
The gentleman yields.
Thank you, Representative Stamm. A couple of years ago, Representative Deborah Ross stood up about this time during that particular year and asked the body to support Scotty McCreary. And as I recall, you rose and asked her who was Scotty McCreary, and she informed you as to who he is. Well, I'm going to ask you if you're familiar with Caleb Johnson.
Representative Moffitt, I've agreed to be his area campaign manager. Doesn't he have sort of a gravelly rock and roll voice? And I encourage everybody to vote for
Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It could not have gone smoother. Thank you, Representative Stam. Ladies and gentlemen, another constituent of mine, Mr. Caleb Johnson, is in the final three on the American Idol television series, and he will be competing again tonight, so I would encourage you to watch and, more importantly, encourage you to vote. Thank you.
Representative Starnes, please state your purpose.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, two announcements. First of all, immediately when we adjourn, there is a reception for House Republicans downstairs in 1228. Then at 2:30, there will be a joint House and Senate caucus in 644 in the other building. Thank you.
Representative Glazier, please state your purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for a point of personal privilege. The House will come to order.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. This is, you may notice that my seatmate, Representative Insko, is not here today. Most of you know, but just so that the body knows, she is in the hospital at Durham General and doing very well. She's just had an operation, a hip operation. She is doing well. She's already up walking around, and the operation was yesterday, and hopefully will be home on Thursday, but you might want to send your regards. I'm sure she would appreciate it, and we'll welcome her back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Representative Fisher, please state your purpose.
For a point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
The lady is recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just had an announcement on the floor from Representative Glazier, but I would like to bring the body's attention to the fact that Representative Glazier is a new grandfather, and I can sort of relate to this because I am a new grandmother as of 6 months ago and just got to see my grandson from Japan until early this morning at about 4:30, but I would really like for the body to recognize Representative Glazier's new status as grandfather.
Representative Johnson, please state your purpose.
Announcement.
The lady's recognized for an announcement.
A moment of personal privilege. The governor's office, NASCAR has brought some of the race cars up, and they are in at the mansion out on the grounds, and the governor and Speaker Tillis have invited you to go up there. All you'll need is your little pass for your house pass, and they hope that you will come up and view those after our two caucuses, both Democrat and Republican. But they wanted to extend that invitation to you. The personal privilege.
Ladies recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Last week, Representative Langdon's wife had an accident. The car was totaled. They were very blessed in that she only broke her arm, and I wanted y'all to know that she is doing very well, and we hope to have him back soon. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think Representative Moore may cover this, but for your planning purposes, we have a time-sensitive bill that we will take up tomorrow. It's largely technical corrections on tax, some of the tax reform. I do not believe it to be controversial, but we need to come in so that we can read it in at 8 a.m. and then refer it to finance. It will be reported out of finance, and we will have that one vote on the floor tomorrow. I apologize, just so that we can actually vote on it as quickly as possible next week. So there will not be a vote tomorrow, but we will have something added to the calendar and carry it over to next week. So 8 a.m. for a brief session. And Representative Moore, did you confer with Representative Howard on when we would come back?
The consensus is to come back at 11 a.m.
Okay, so we'll come back at 11 a.m.
May I make an announcement, Mr. Speaker?
The gentleman is recognized to say an announcement.
Members, the Legislative Services Commission will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. in room 1228 of this building.
And then for a motion, if the speaker's ready.
Gentleman's out of order. Representative Lukey, please state your purpose.
Thank you. To ask Representative Moore a question?
I'll yield.
The gentleman yields.
Just trying to get the time straight. House Finance at 8:30.
Correct.
And then at 11 a.m. is?
11 a.m. is session. 10 o'clock a.m. is Legislative Services Commission. 8:30 is House Finance. Representative Howard tells me she needs only about an hour for that bill.
Thank you.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, just for your planning purposes, we'll be convening at 8 simply to refer the bill so that if your time constraints in the morning make it difficult for you to be here, you need not worry about anything else being taken up on the agenda. Representative Lukey, please state your purpose.
Make further inquiry.
The gentleman may state his inquiry.
Representative Moore.
The gentleman yields.
At 11 o'clock, we're coming in just to read the bill in so that the bill can be heard on Monday night.
Yep, that's correct. There will be no votes to be taken on the floor tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
Any further announcements? The gentleman is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Thursday, May the 15th at 8 o'clock a.m.
Representative Moore moves, seconded by Representative Johnson, and in memory of Secretary Keith Crisco, that the House now adjourn to reconvene on Thursday, May 15th at 8 a.m. All in favor say aye. All opposed no. The ayes have it. The House is adjourned.